Welcome to Israel 18 News at 11 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. The weather across Israel today is quite pleasant. Jerusalem enjoys clear skies with a gentle breeze. Tel Aviv is sunny, making it a great day to be outside. In Haifa, the weather is mild and comfortable, perfect for a stroll by the coast. Here are today's headlines. First, from Walla, Netanyahu has lost control of the bloc, and it could cost him in the elections, reported earlier today. Also from Israel Hayom, an Auschwitz survivor tells Jewish students, "You are not responsible for anti-Semitism," coming in the last few minutes. Also this hour, Iran's Pezeshkian says Tehran will reciprocate if the U.S. honors interim deal commitments, according to the Jerusalem Post. Separately, I-24 News reports that the Lebanese army wants IDF to remain in southern Lebanon to prevent a Hezbollah return. And finally, Axios notes that Vance reaches out to Jewish Republicans in a Vegas speech aiming to repair ties with this key constituency. Here's what people are saying online. Hen Madzig, an Israeli activist, posted recently about Hakeem Jeffries condemning Hassan Piker's antisemitism on CNN. Belaz News reports that Israel expels Dutch diplomats over a settlement ban, following a new Dutch law. Noga Tarnopolsky, a journalist, comments on Netanyahu's plans for 2026, highlighting Ben-Gvir's controversial stance on UNRWA. Let's go deeper into these stories, starting with Netanyahu's political challenges. According to Walla, Netanyahu's grip on the political bloc is slipping as key figures like Ben-Gvir and Smotrich act independently. This shift could significantly impact the upcoming elections, altering the balance of power in Israeli politics. Turning to the personal letter from an Auschwitz survivor, Israel Hayom shares a poignant message to Jewish students worldwide, urging them not to feel responsible for the rise in antisemitism since the October 7th events. This comes as many young Jews face increasing hostility on campuses globally. Meanwhile, Iran's Pezeshkian's comments at the Shanghai Cooperation Organization summit, as reported by the Jerusalem Post, suggest a willingness to engage diplomatically if the U.S. fulfills its interim deal obligations. This could open new avenues for dialogue between Tehran and Washington, impacting regional stability. In Lebanon, I-24 News reports that the Lebanese army's request for the IDF to stay in southern Lebanon underscores fears of Hezbollah's resurgence. This highlights ongoing tensions and the delicate balance of power that could affect security in the region. Finally, Vance's outreach to Jewish Republicans, covered by Axios, signals a strategic move to mend relations with a critical voter base. This effort could influence future political alignments and policy decisions affecting U.S.-Israel relations. On the economic front, first, Walla Business reports that former Finance Minister Moshe Kalon rejected Netanyahu's offer for a new position, seeking other opportunities instead. This decision reflects Kalon's belief that Netanyahu's influence is waning. Separately, Israel Hayom Business reveals that changes in American policy and local challenges are pressuring the Bank of Israel not to lower interest rates, contrary to previous expectations. This move could impact borrowing costs and economic growth in Israel. And finally, from Globes, Nvidia solidifies its position as Israel's most profitable company, even as it ceases separate reporting for its networking division. This shows the tech giant's growing influence in the Israeli market. That's your Israel 18 News update for this morning. We'll be back with more at 12 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.